42 men have served as President of the United States. But in the entire history of this nation, only 4 men have served as members of the Firesign Theater.
West Wing, turn around, I'm so and make confused. It the East Wing.
If it were Valentine's Day.
What's St. Valentine's? It's just
nothing.
Gentlemen, are we agreed there's no hope? There's just nothing funny about President's Day.
No, it's the least funny holiday of all time.
All in favor say aye.
What happened to Washington? Washington's birthday, at least we could have gone with wooden teeth jokes or something.
Lincoln. Mm-hmm.
Lincoln, the hat, we could have gone with the hat.
Look, I say we take a flyer, we go with Franklin and the kite.
Oh, sure. The only president of the United States who was never president of the United States.
He's on the $100 bill, Proctor.
Well, he's got a point there. But
I'm on the $100 bill.
Look,
I think.
Look. Oh, we agreed we're out of ideas?
Yeah.
Well,
what?
Let's turn on the TV.
Yes.
Come on.
Ah, the idea box.
Stay tuned for Cabletown's President's Day Foolish First Families Fair-a-thon.
Put your snack-seeking system in sync and potato out with Six-Packer, the Billy Carter story.
What happens to Jimmy's legacy when Billy Beard grows too big in his jeans, gets caught mooning Israelis, and lobbies for Libya?
Yee-haw!
Then keep on doing the dippity-doo for Howard and Don, the Donald Nixon story.
A reclusive billionaire madman slips the president's black sheep brother over 200,000 clams to prop up his leaky dick burger shacks. And the tricky Nix calls the plumbers.
Don't nod off yet, heroes. Get down for leather thighs, the Patty Davis story.
When the president's daughter poses nude as a Playboy kickboxer, which family witch shows up in a borrowed bondage bag? Just say no!
And what better way to cap off your President's Day junk feast than Hush Hush Sweet W, the Jeb Bush story?
The president's hot-blooded brother can't wait to leave Margaritaville and take over W's government. And Fidel!
Ay, Chiquita!
In this low family farce of fraternal love and sizzling sibling ambition.
Six-packer Howard and Don Leather Thighs and Hush Hush Sweet W, only on Cabletown, where TV goes to die.
Okay, as the lonely lefty here tonight, I'd like to contribute to the First Lady's first poetry slam, a haiku. I call it Burnt Desert Dawn. Evil bureaucrats and low-seed buffoons preen in history's twilight.
Oh, that was just so uncalled for. And now let's hear from the poet laureates of the Lone Star State with I Am the President's Man.
I am the President's, I am the President's, I am the President's Man.
I lack what the President lacks. If the President lacks the Texas Rangers, I lack the Rangers. When the President stands up in the cold at Valley Forge, I stands up besides him. If the president has a blue cheese dressing and your baked potato, can I do different?
Yes, I am the president's, I am the president's, I am the president's man.
If the president sits on a stump, I'd be proud to sit on that stump just behind him.
At Montenegro Bay.
At Dorcas Point.
In the Philippine War.
At the Roxy dancing all night.
He was there.
And I was right behind him, like a bridge.
Salsa and chorizo on your baked potato?
Yes, sir.
Just like the president.
Oh, that was much better.
Poetry.
Okay, Mr. Tirebiter, you've made it from Speaker of the House to Vice President, and if you find the ringer in this next set of laws, you'll be prez for a day.
Oh, can't wait.
Okay, here we go. One.
In Oblong, Illinois, it's a crime to make love while fishing on your wedding day.
Oh, dear.
Two.
In Connersville, Alabama, no man shall shoot off a gun while his partner is having an orgasm.
Oh, that's good.
Three.
In Moose Nuggets, Wisconsin, a teenage girl can receive 100 lashes if she's seen walking with a man who is not her relative.
Oh,
your answer?
Well, I think that last law was actually an edict from the Taliban.
He's right! Oh. God bless America! George Tirebiter, you are now prez for a day. Command us.
Well, thank you. I never thought I'd get here. Well, democratically, at least. So first, as your newly respected president, I think that because we all desperately want peace in our world, I hereby decree...
Oh, I'm sorry, George. Our time is up.
That's for sure.
Hello, I'm your host, Warren Peace. And tonight, the combined might and will of the world's only hyperpower brings you live From the downtown capital of beleaguered Iraq, the mother of all extravaganzas, the Big Baghdad Broadcast of 2003.
Whoa, what an honor it is to be here tonight, Warren, in the recently inspected Presidential Palace number 14. I'm Johnny Donuts, and hey, folks, aren't you glad to be alive?
Oh, Johnny Baghdad, mythical center of ancient Babylon, and once again, the streets have come alive with throngs of happy people and countless platoons of ragtag resistors ready to martyr themselves against an absolutely overwhelming military machine.
Open the curtains, Fred, and let the folks in the studio audience take a look for themselves.
Isn't it wild? Reminds me of Mardi Gras and Stalingrad all rolled into one.
Close the curtains, Fred.
Oh, we have some special guests here tonight in the first two seats. What's left of the Kurdish nation?
Whoa! In the balcony, today's brand new crop of widows and orphans. Let's give them a hand. Some of them need one.
And who's that sitting up there in the cage with the big smile, wearing all the medals and stroking his mustache? Is it Saddam da-dum-dum? Is it his double?
Or is it his corpse?
Only time will tell.
Oh, I can't believe that is so inspired.
I am too.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Surreal.
Can't we just copy what we see on TV and put it on the radio? No one will know.
Isn't that what we do anyway?
Fire.
You got your laptop ready, Dave?
That's what's dancing on my lap.
Okay, I'm going to eat.
Call me when you're ready.
The Firesign Theater. Phil Austin, Peter Bergman, David Osman, and Phil Proctor. Their latest DVD release is called Weirdly Cool, and for more information about the Firesign Theater, you can visit our website, npr.org.